Now today's top federal headlines. The 2015 Best Places to Work report is out today from the Partnership for Public Service, and things are looking up. For the first time in 4 years, employee satisfaction and commitment improved from the previous year's ranking. This year, the government scored 58.1 points, up more than 1 point from last year. NASA once again grabbed the top spot for large government agencies. DHS and the Department of Veterans Affairs had the two lowest scores, and some agencies found it is possible to raise your satisfaction scores. More analysis now from Tom Temin in today's Management Report.
Even though it's still near the bottom, rankings in the latest Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey show housing and urban development was able to raise itself up by 8 points. The average rise this year was 1%. It takes focus by the secretary and two-way communication. HUD uses an internal social media platform for employees to be heard. Executives try to act on employee suggestions. I'm Tom Temin.
The Department of Homeland Security is releasing a new terror alert system. DHS Secretary Jay Johnson says the nation needs a system that informs the public of what the department is seeing regarding terror. DHS currently uses the National Threat Advisory System, which has never been used because the threshold for what constitutes a threat situation has never been reached. Johnson says the new system will be more sensitive to threats. The House of Representatives approved Senators Tom Carper and Ron Johnson's legislation to strengthen coordination among federal agencies to identify and prevent improper payments. The Improper Payments Coordination Act of 2015 now heads to the president for his signature. In a statement after the passage, Senator Carper said despite agencies' efforts, improper payments continue to cost them billions of taxpayer dollars, undermining the effectiveness of the services that Americans rely upon. The Senate and a Pentagon watchdog are demanding information on a DOD office that spent more than $150 million on private residences and security for government employees and contractors in Afghanistan. More now from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
The Senate Armed Services Committee has scheduled a hearing for next month looking into DOD's Task Force for Business and Stability Operations. The organization is now disbanded, but until March, it was in charge of helping the Afghans create new businesses. But DOD's Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction has questioned why the task force needed to pay for private housing, almost $60 million in private security services, and around-the-clock food and beverage, rather than operating at almost no extra cost from existing military bases. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
The Office of Personnel Management is saying even those who are no longer with us were affected by the data breach at the agency earlier this year and are in need of identity theft protection. A section of the agency's Cybersecurity Resource Center explains why deceased individuals received notification letters. An OPM spokesman told the website NextGov about 300,000 of the 21.5 million victims were deceased individuals. The Environmental Protection Agency has plans to create a new marketplace of vendors who specialize in modern digital practices. Vendors who qualify for this marketplace will be able to bid on EPA contracts for digital services. It wants to distinguish this marketplace from previous efforts by evaluating vendors based on their expertise in environmental business issues and their pattern of environmentally sustainable behavior. The Labor Department takes a big step towards modernizing its technology infrastructure. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT report.
The Labor Department is moving its case management system to the cloud. Labor awarded a 5-year, $30 million blanket purchase agreement to eGlobal Tech to provide systems and technologies to the entire department. Under the deal, Labor Components will receive licensing and configuration of a commercial off-the-shelf business process model and notation platform. Labor is buying case management modernization services to include an update to its aging mission management systems, a FedRAMP-compliant cloud, and other functionalities based on each component's needs. I'm Jason Miller.
Catherine Hammack, Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment, wants to better prepare the branch's backup power suppliers. She wants to create more smart microgrids, which use renewable energy as a backup if power goes down in the main grid, as opposed to dumb microgrids, which do not. Hammack says the main challenge the Army faces with this plan is navigating differing state utilities policies. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.